This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israeli and Hamas are in some of the fiercest fighting of the two-month-old war, including room-to-room. Israel launched its offensive in the south while trying to finish its operations around Gaza City. The Israeli military has cornered Hamas fighters in two of their last strongholds in the northern Gaza Strip and the city of Jabalia, immediately to the north. Is the United States sticking with Ukraine or not? Dave Collins has more.
Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Without congressional action, the administration will run out of resources by the end of the year to procure more weapons and equipment for Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said lawmakers must decide whether to support the fight for freedom or let Russian President Vladimir Putin prevail.
The move to replace expelled Congressman George Santos is underway. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, says they're doing some serious vetting before making their announcement. Both parties need to present a candidate for the special election. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is expected to announce a special election this week. When she does, the clock starts ticking for the special election. By rule, it must happen within 70 to 80 days. Four Republican presidential hopefuls will take the stage tomorrow night for the fourth GOP primary debate. It will be the smallest debate stage yet and comes just over a month away from the Iowa caucuses. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie all qualify for the debate in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The debate will be broadcast or streamed on all News Nation platforms. It will also be streamed live on Rumble. Today is officially International Ninja Day. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The liability of the OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and its role in the U.S. opioid crisis is being analyzed by the Supreme Court. A challenge yesterday was brought to the High Court from the Justice Department. It centered around last year's $6 billion settlement agreed to by Purdue Pharma. The bankruptcy ruling by a New York court protected the Sackler family, which controlled the company, from future litigation. Families of OxyContin victims say they deserve to sue the Sacklers directly, as most of the money in the settlement will go to fighting the opioid crisis in America. An Arizona border crossing is closed down until further notice. Customs and Border Protection recently announced the Lukeville Port of Entry, southwest of Tucson, Arizona, would be temporarily shut down completely. A social media post describing the closure last week said Lukeville is trying to get a handle on the large number of migrants in the area that have entered the country illegally. The announcement faces criticism by Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs and Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema. Former Ultimate Fighting Challenge champion Conor McGregor is testing the waters for a presidential run in Ireland. McGregor has been very outspoken against the Irish government after riots happened in Dublin last month from stabbings in the city. McGregor posted on X, "Hands up if you want to see Conor McGregor become the next president of Ireland." Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, back with you, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We got James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, the one and only, no baloney. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But before we talk about Kristi Noem, I wanted to get your read on the big bad debate between Governor Newsom and Governor DeSantis.
You know, I've only seen little snippets of it because I didn't watch it because I thought it was irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and I, you know, when I was during the time it was on, I mean, I was changing channels, I thought I made a mistake, and I thought they were reshowing episodes of Beavis and Butthead, but it turned out it was the debate because I know our illustrious governor physically, you know, sort of resembles Butthead, and he has a laugh very similar to Butthead. But substantively, the thing that what I was amazed with in some of the snippets I saw, was the way that Governor Newsom is able to lie on camera calmly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just tell abject, utter lies. Now, I know in his mind, possibly some of those are half-truths, but, you know, when they were comparing the states, it's ridiculous. I mean, compare, you know, one in particular that got a lot of publicity was that Newsom was claiming that more people left Florida than left California, which is just pure arithmetic. The fact check is no big labor, and yet some of the fact checkers were able to twist the reality into something that was okay for Newsom by saying, "Oh, what he was really talking about is per capita, meaning a proportional migration," which is not what he said. So, but in any case, it's very clear. People accuse Newsom of running a shadow campaign. It's clear that he is. And the Democratic Party has changed their rules to allow for a nominee after the convention to resign and for the DNC to magically insert a new nominee. They've got it all set up. So that
can he be in each one of the states then, too? Is he going to make the ballot? Did they make that accommodation as well?
Well, that's going to depend on the timing, of course, of when he resigns. But technically, I think it's possible, especially when we're talking about the swing states being states that the Democrats control. But, you know, as it stands, I mean, there's two, they're divided up. And if you even talk to people within the Democratic Party and you read what they say, you watch them on the media, there's a group that wants things to stay. They want whoever is pulling the strings in the Biden administration to continue to pull the strings. It's very clear that Biden himself and his wife, Jill, want him to have a second term. But there's a whole group, very obviously. I mean, they're funding Gavin Newsom, promoting him. And it includes people that are normally like a spokesperson for the deep state, you know, when David Ignatius of the Washington Post starts writing articles saying, hey, you know, it's time to get rid of Biden, Biden's too old, et cetera. It's clear they're divided on this issue, and that's the problem for the Democrats right now. Mm-hmm. They're divided on the issue of whether to back their current president, and they're divided on the Gaza Israel.
I don't know that there's a divide there. They're doing exactly what they want to do. They took a big step back away from Israel. I don't see much division. I mean, you know, that's what they've been doing all along. But I want to, we'll pick up on that for just a moment. I just want to also figure out, well, where's, is it Kamala or Kamala? Where's her place in all this?
Well, we know she's in charge of artificial intelligence on the border and other subjects that she knows nothing about and never gets involved in. So I don't think that Kamala Harris is actually a consideration in the group that wants to replace Biden. I think they're looking at Governor Newsom, possibly another governor like Pritzker or somebody else. And there's always buzz about Michelle Obama, former first lady, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, does she stay, but does Kamala Harris, and help me out here, James, because you're there in California, and there was a little bit of a, you know, a bite back. Newsom wanted to correct Governor DeSantis because he didn't say Kamala or Kamala or what is it, Kamala or Kamala or Kama Chameleon?
Yeah. You know, in the beginning, that people were being corrected for calling her Kamala.
I know it's not Kamala.
Yeah, they were doing it. But then she said herself, pronounced her name Kamala. So I'm not sure what the proper pronunciation is, but I don't think it matters because I think she's kind of taken herself out as any kind of national candidate for anything after this.
So would she stay? If let's go with your scenario. Newsom last minute, okay. Biden resigns. Newsom steps up. He takes over the nomination. Does he hold on to Kamala Harris as vice president, or does he get somebody new altogether?
Wait, let me consult a scholarly answer and say no freaking way is Gavin Newsom going to keep her. And I don't know who he's got in his shadow, his shadow VP choice, but it's not her. But knowing how steeped Governor Newsom is in Democrat identity politics, he probably would choose Rachel Levine. the trans admiral in charge of, she's like a deputy health care.
But does she have enough color outside of her outfits? I'm just saying.
That's a good point. I mean, so then you think of somebody like the press secretary.
Why not? She'd make Kamala Harris look like a genius.
She would, and she also is the skill of being able to just blurt out lies or distractions is basically all she's been doing, you know, this whole time.
Oh my gosh! Wow. The scenarios that you you lay out here are quite scary. Let me just say that for the moment.
It is, but you know, I mean, when you look at to draw a sports analogy, one of the key things in sports that are physical, like football and boxing, is that it looks to the motivation of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can look at Donald J. Trump and say he's not motivated. Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what. Let's go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from James Hurston after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The former minister for women's affairs in Afghanistan has announced that the world has abandoned Afghanistan. Since the Taliban took over, world leaders have been confused on how to help those left to fend for themselves in the war-torn nation. While many may feel abandoned, the Tide Ministry cares deeply and is working to get the gospel to the next generation in Afghanistan through radio. Broadcasting gospel content into Afghanistan in the Dari and Pashto languages enables people to hear and understand the gospel in their own language. It may take time for the gospel seeds planted through these radio programs to come to fruition, but we anticipate them blossoming into hope in the hearts of spiritually hungry people throughout Afghanistan. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. The holidays are here, and it's the perfect time to save on must-have supplies, time-saving services, and top-shelf gifts for everyone on your list at Office Depot Office Max. Small business owners looking to meet end-of-year business goals while keeping costs at a minimum can enroll in the Office Depot Office Max Business Select Program at a discounted rate for a limited time. Now through Sunday, December 31st, a first-year membership for new members is just $29. Members get exclusive discounts, convenient in-store and shipping options, and more. Shoppers can save time and enjoy the moments that truly matter by taking advantage of free 20-minute in-store pickup, same-day delivery, and same-day printing services for qualifying orders. And looking for the perfect gift? Find suggestions for techies, teachers, teens, college students, and everyone in between online at officedepot.com/giftguides. Visit officedepot.com and Office Depot and Office Max stores nationwide to learn more.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, continues with us. James, as you were saying before the break, a lot is riding, you know, on this situation with Trump, not only that he gets the nomination and that, you know, Joe Biden gets what he wishes, and that is that he wants a rematch with Donald Trump.
Well, I think the country feels that this is kind of an all-or-nothing election. You know, when the country looks at what it costs to go to the grocery store, what inflation has done to the standard of living, they look at the non-existent borders. They look at the possibility of World War III, and then they look at the track record of Donald Trump, and they say, you know, yeah, this is it's just like Trump's motivation. It's an all-or-nothing kind of situation. You can't leave this bunch that's been running the country for another 4 years.
Yeah, but 40%, they think he's doing wonderful. I kept asking. I think you and I talked the last time. I asked you, where is that 40%? I tried to talk to him. I'm here in Florida. I can't find any of that 40%. Of course, I found him on TV the other night in the form of Gavin Newsom that was so ludicrous, you know, trying to support the cause and just, as you say, just flat out lying at every turn when you realize, you know, the kind of damage that the Democratic Party and one Joe Biden has done on the American people. I mean, the fundamental transformation of this country continues. Thank you very much, Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
Yeah, when you look at the 40%, they're divided into two categories. And one of them are brainwashed victims of PSYOPs. And the other category are those that are willfully blind because of whatever strange biases lurk in their brains.
But also in their wallets, James, because you get a certain percentage of the people who are doing very, very well because of the Joe Biden policies.
Oh, that is true. And those people, traditionally, the left has supporters that they buy, and those are the people that are being bought. That is true. But, you know, but the majority, if they get a chance at a legitimate election, doesn't want this same bunch in there, because nobody who's rational looks at what's going on. And the three things I talked about, and that is the inflation, the borders, and the threat of World War III. And that threat grows each day that this group of warmongers is in power. Now we're seeing Iran being credited for attacks on military targets belonging to the United States. We see the Hutus. We never, you know, like Hutu pirates in the Red Sea.
Exactly.
Commercial vessels.
Yeah, the Hutis. Yeah, that's Hutis. That's Hutis without the blowfish, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I forgot about it. I said Hutu, and it's Hutis. And I miss the blowfish. I do. But in any case, oh, and I do. And when we're talking about Veeps, just a minute, I posted an article, actually, on Friday, and it was up on Newsmax.com for the whole weekend, on Governor Kristi Noem, that she's like hidden in plain sight. Nobody talks about her. You know, this is what I said in the article. And she has all of these incredible qualities to be a vice presidential pick for President Trump. And then today, The Hill comes out with their ratings of VP picks, and guess who The Hill picked as number one? Kristi Noem. I was shocked, but they have one of these, you know, it's an establishment point of view, so I think number four or five or something is Nikki Haley, which is ridiculous, you know. President Trump refers to her as bird brain. You know, I just don't see
that. It's kind of sad how her political credibility went down the tubes here. I mean, here, of all the people that Trump had let go in the administration, she was one of the few that he gave an exit interview personally with, and really, you know, built her up and everything else. And then, she's running for president. But, hey, such is the case with politics, right? People are going to get bruised up.
No, they're not. There's not a lot of loyalty and establishment politicians, including the ones that are running against President Trump. The American people, and right now, it's kind of a kabuki theater. I mean, and one of the ones that didn't run is Kristi Noem. There was a group that wanted her to run. She did not run against Trump. I think that goes towards her. But there's a deep bench for Donald Trump to choose from, and the people that are talked about, you know, there's like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, I know that's come. That's interesting. You know that would be a consideration. You know, but
there's been buzz about him, buzz about Ben Carson, buzz. You know, about all kinds of people. But there's something about Kristi Noem that ticks a lot of boxes. I suppose people would say, well, she's from South Dakota, but South Dakota is pretty close to Iowa and Minnesota, and she speaks that language and culture. And she comes off really well in terms of speaking and in an interview. She's no Kamala Harris, but we've seen that with the media will Sarah Palinize her for sure.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, exactly. What about DeSantis? Done till 28?
I think DeSantis, I think that DeSantis is right now in the most dangerous territory he's ever been in, because he has his advisors, well, there's people that have abandoned him, including big names like Paul Ryan, abandoned him for Nikki Haley. And I think he's getting a little desperate. And his attacks on President Trump are not taken well by the base.
Mm. Right.
And there are people saying this. I mean, he continues down this road. There may be no 2028 for Governor DeSantis. So maybe, I don't know when he's term limited, but maybe he can then turn around and run for Florida Senate or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way with the bad blood, bad chemistry that I believe anyway that Donald Trump would ever choose him. I know there's obviously precedent for that. There was a guy who had a lot of bad blood with the person he was running against, named Ronald Reagan, and he chose him, and it was George Bush Sr. So
right.
It does happen. But he couldn't survive.
Well, as they say, politics makes for strange bedfellows, and, where would Trump be better served, by Kristi Noem or Ron DeSantis? And Kristi Noem may have played this right in terms of staying out of the fray and still holding on to, some political capital here.
Well, what's interesting is that they both have a record of resisting Fauci, resisting the shutdowns, resisting the mandates. They both have that record in common.
Mm.
And I think that's actually, as we see more data come out, as we find out that the narrative wasn't true and wasn't what we were told, I think those records become more and more important.
Well, James, I think he's going to need a wartime vice president, because he's going to be at war with the Beltway. And so that's another consideration, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I would hope, I think it's a valid criticism of President Trump. Because he was an outsider, I think he's got a bit of some slack on it. But, I mean, the people that he chose, so many of the people turned against him. There were so many bad choices, if you will, in terms of people closest to him, including his running mate. Yeah. And maybe, obviously you don't know until you testify the fire, but you're right about this. His running mate is a different choice this time. It's not just political. The person has to be loyal. The person has to be in his corner. The audacity of the media to try to say that, President Trump wants to be a dictator.
James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, has been with us. Thank you, James. Godspeed, my friend.
All right. Same to you, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know
I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 month voice plan. First month service charge and taxes with sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
USA News Update. Israeli and Hamas are in some of the fiercest fighting of the two-month-old war, including room-to-room. Israel launched its offensive in the south while trying to finish its operations around Gaza City. The Israeli military has cornered Hamas fighters in two of their last strongholds in the northern Gaza Strip and the city of Jabalia, immediately to the north. Four Republican presidential hopefuls will take the stage tomorrow night for the fourth GOP primary debate. It will be the smallest debate stage yet and comes just over a month away from the Iowa caucuses. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie all qualify for the debate in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The debate will be broadcast or streamed on all News Nation platforms. It will also be streamed live on Rumble. Lance Pry, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, I want to remind you of our special promotion that we're doing with, in fact, we're coming down to the final days on this, so you need to really move on this if you're interested, and that is with American PureFlix, where you can get an absolute free six-month subscription to the site, which means you'll be able to enjoy Christmas movies. You'll be able to binge for 6 months absolutely free. Okay, our gift to you, because that's the way we roll. We're givers, and all you got to do is send me an email. Comes to me direct, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. In the subject area, just write in "I'm a winner." That way, I know that you're participating in this promotion. Okay, and then we pick your name out of the hoppa 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 hoppa. You a winner, and then you get to enjoy 6 months. Take you all the way to Easter of next year, and this is in association with Great American PureFlix Christmas promotion. All these great movies that they're showing that Great American PureFlix has become known for, especially during the holidays when we really need it. And with us right now is Al Parada, who is still perplexed and confused about the ending of the Packers-Chiefs game the other night. I don't blame you. I may have spilled one or two things over that call as well. But, again, it reminds us that, the refs are, you're human just like the rest of us, right?
Well, I won't go that far. Pat Mahomes' reaction. He let it go. They're letting the players play.
Yes.
Which I thought was kind of classy, instead of throwing things and saying how he was robbed of a victory and all that. So. Classic.
Well, exactly, because there's so many other, plays that come, that make up the game, and it's always tough when it comes down to one play, doesn't it? And that's what breaks hearts, and Kansas City, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, I mean, if the ref is going to have to deal with a billion Swifties mad at Taylor Swift's team losing, but that's, you know, that's part of the sport now, I guess, so.
Yeah, what can you do? You're writing about, I mean, it seems like all things Jewish, all things Christian. I mean, we're in the religious season here, the first week of Advent, heading to Christmas. It seems that the country is truly divided more than ever, Al, as we've been talking about, over this issue of spirituality and the condition of our country. I mean, the lack of civility, the wackiness from, you know, drag queen story hours, sex changes, abortions, you know, still happening in the country. And, you know, that's not enough. You know, now we just have to come after, which we knew was going to happen, is we're going to have to come after everybody. You know, we don't believe in God, and if anybody believes in God, we're coming after you. And, you know, and of course, the Jews right now are in the crosshairs, no matter what, because of the Israel-Hamas war, and people confused for some reason, not understanding the difference between good and evil. You know, they want to turn things around and somehow discern that what Hamas did was just and not evil, when most people, and it's even hard to say most people, because you look at the vote that comes out of the United Nations and how many countries have condemned Israel for defending, you know, for defending their people, right? It's bizarre.
Somehow Israel's at fault for getting attacked. It is absurd, or like the story of Williamsburg, Second Sunday Festival. They won't have a menorah because they don't want it to look like they're taking sides. A menorah for Hanukkah, which is
yes.
Now long ago.
Yeah, right.
It's just to say, Jews don't come. We're going to erase you here rather than acknowledge what happened to you. It's a really bizarre thing.
And what would happen, Al, if the people in these cities just said, no, you know, we're going to support Jews, and that's it, end of story. I don't care. You can pitch a fit if you want, but we're not gonna play that game.
Yeah.
I mean, God forbid that kind of courage would take place, right?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Whether there'll be pressure, and they'll back off and be smart about it. But we'll see. I mean, you have still got people ripping down posters,
right?
So, and a lot of times you see online, you see these people being identified. They're not a lot of times like loser students. We're talking about like professional people, you know, doctors,
right.
This, you know,
yes.
The nurse practitioner, that. But how do you get there?
Well, this is what happens when our emotions take over, Al. When emotions are allowed to be exercised to the degree that they are in this country, there's no restraint. And even places that you would expect to be more intellectual, you're finding out that you're leaving no doubt whatsoever that you're not as intellectual as we thought or hoped you were.
Yeah. More intellectual you get, the stupider you get. Because the campus, we're talking about the campuses.
Yes.
And the indoctrination. If you go back to the, divesting from Israel, and you go back, so the seeds have been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just allowed to fester, and now it just comes up to the surface, and there's hardly any reaction to it.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, while we were not paying attention, we didn't realize, and we thought that universities were going to be, supporting the American idea. And instead, what they did, in the interest of money, getting a lot of this foreign money, they allowed professors to come in and be tenured that were compassionate to Middle East interest. Along with that, we imported hatred. We allowed a mass number of Middle East kids who have been trained you know, even before they were born, that they must hate Israel. And we bring them and deposit them into our country, not to have a debate about it, but only to, you know, compel their peers now to think like they do. If not, they'll be canceled, and you know, all kinds of other problems will happen to them. You know, professors are exercising their power in classrooms, and you know, affecting, you know, kids' grades and future and things like that if they don't comport. Just like everything that happens in the university, you know, with research papers, just, you know, it's all been compromised, Al. And I think this is where America is getting frustrated at every turn, is that, you know, America is not working the way it was intended, the way the founding had designed our Declaration of Independence, and they wrote up our Constitution. We're not producing the kind of Americans and the kind of society that is in, you know, is in that Constitution. I mean, look at where America is now in light of the Constitution, and tell me, you know, there's incongruity here. There's dysfunction between what the Constitution says and the America today under the Joe Biden administration. Let's just say, just for an example.
Yeah, I mean that's a pivot, but it's not a pivot. The idea that's going around in the mainstream media now, or main publication, the New York Times, the Atlantic, you know, how Trump is going to be a dictator. I would love to know what it is they think he would do that Joe Biden is doing already.
Right. And Barack Obama didn't do before him.
Yeah. So
right.
It's bizarre. It's like we've lost control of it. I mean,
well, again, you know, it's like that column that I wrote, you know, who told you to hate Trump? You know, this has all been orchestrated by the military, by the media industrial complex, right? They've all come together in this cabal to hate Trump. And the thing is, see, what other people didn't realize is that anybody that agreed with Trump, you know, we're right with him. You know, we might as well be indicted, all of us, all with 91 counts of indictment as well. Or maybe sitting in a J6 cell, right? In solitary confinement. Got to go to break. More from Al after this.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and yes, the one and only Al Parada from Stream.org, and we're serving up the brew. Interesting on this other article here that you've written now, Satanic Abortions versus a Miracle Baby Whose Mom Chose Life. I love what you did here, because here, you know, we still have a portion of the country, even though Roe v. Wade has been decided upon, the Dobbs decision, and has returned decision, the choice, to the states where it belongs. I just think the Republican Party is messing this up big time. They just don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to answer it. They keep picking up this hot potato, and they don't know how to answer this issue. You know, the Supreme Court returned the choice back to the states, and the states can decide. Yes, we're shocked by the recent decision with what happened in Ohio. And I believe in my heart of hearts, there's still some manipulation going on. There will be, because the Democrats see this as a wedge issue. They're going to have everybody forget about the economic pain and the stupid decisions that this current administration has made, and they are going to block everybody's eyesight on this issue of abortion. And the Republicans are just cannot figure out how to how to deal with this. And what's going to happen is, again, the Republicans are going to steal defeat from the jaws of victory.
Well, I hope not, but I think it'd be nice if the Republican candidate fought hard, you know, and start showing what abortion really is, and start telling stories of the women who take the pill and the abortion pill and the horrible effects, and counter it and be graphic. Why not?
Exactly.
Be graphic about it, and the people know on the air that air it. There's not clever, creative ways to get around it, so you make clear what we're talking about. That's part of the problem. It's, women's health care. You're looking to take away women's health care.
Right.
No, you're killing babies. At least be honest about what you're
doing. Like you say,
abortion.
Yeah, and you got to be honest about it. What's happening is that they're ripping that child out of the womb of a mother, piece by piece. Okay, that's one form of the abortion, which covers about 60 million, at least 60 million murders of children. And then you got another 40 million that have been with a pill sent across state lines. Then you got, in many cases, young girls taking a pill being told, oh, it's like taking a Tylenol, until all of a sudden she starts going through and is vacating the baby out of her system. And next thing you know, there's the baby in the toilet. Now, how do you unsee that, Al?
Well, that's the point. That's why they don't want you to see it. So I think, you know, for life, folks need to, candidates, you know, need to step up in that arena. And almost do like what Elizabeth TikTok does with by showing their own videos.
Mm.
Show the experiences. You know, show what's really happening. I mean, just, yeah. You know, it's just such a great thing. It's such a rite of passage for girls and a ritual and all this, that, and the other thing. Show it. Okay? Show it.
Yeah.
And so is what we're really dealing with, and then have the conversation.
Yeah. You see, but again, this is where we are. See, America's conscience has been numb and seared to such a degree, Al, that we don't see this as evil. That somehow it's just, like you said, it's a rite of passage. We've got to protect, a woman's reproductive rights, even though in the midst of the exercise of said right, I didn't know it was a reproductive right. It's just something that they've proclaimed. Because I don't know about any right that you can exercise that is at the expense of another. You know, our Constitution is pretty clear in protecting, especially those in a less than position, in a minority position. And what's happened is we've reduced the unborn into a minority position that makes them dispensable. And it's just not enough to, you know, to murder them. Then on top of that, you sell their baby parts. And then if that baby happens to survive an abortion, then we become so heartless that we just leave it there on a steel table, and give it some sort of comfort care, I think is what one governor referred to it as. And, the fact of the matter is the Democratic Party is a party of death. They promote and they're careful. I mean, this is how disingenuous they are. They promote abortion up to and including any time. It doesn't matter on the timeline, up into birth and even afterwards for that matter. If you don't want that child, you know, you don't have to have that child. And you can kill it. You can get rid of it however way you want to. I mean, let's not even talk about adoption, the adoption option that more and more people are exercising. And we're getting numbers where more and more kids are being saved because of adoption, Al. And because, women just did not consider that as an option. And it's a tough decision. And to me, when it comes to abortion, I agree, it's a personal issue. And it should be decided between the woman, the doctor, and the father of that child, I believe. The family should be involved in that decision. I don't need to be involved. You don't need to be involved. We weren't part of the act. Why get us involved with it, right? If you want the choice, then make the choice, and you do it between you and your doctor. The only reason you want us to get involved, because you want us to pay for it. That's the bottom line, right?
Yeah. And that's where, talk about laws all you want, but that's where the battle really is. It's in for the heart. It's in the battle for the hearts and minds.
Right.
It is convincing young women to not buy into the lie that your life is ruined if you have the child. There's too much proof walking around of that. Not been the case. We've got 3 adopted kids in our family who are all awesome.
Right.
Who are just amazing blessings to our family.
Exactly.
And they're the gift that their birth mothers gave us.
Exactly.
And it's amazing. And they went on with their lives. And they've had lives, good lives. It can happen.
Right.
It does happen.
It is happening. Like, you're exactly right.
The stream was founded by a guy whose mother wanted to have an abortion, and the doctor talked her out of it. All James Robson has done is save tens of millions of lives around the world, to say nothing of the tens of millions of souls. Right? So the proof is there, and that's where the stories that need to be told.
Exactly.
They're not a lie.
Yeah. Will you imagine if Jesus was born in the modern era?
Oh. Forget about it.
Yeah. He may not have made it to the cross. You know, because the culture would have said, hey, Mary, you know, you're not married. What are you doing? You know, just get rid of the thing. You know, I got a doctor. He can take care of that. I mean, it sounds sacrilegious to say this, but I mean, you know, but you bring it into the contemporary order here and think, you know, what could have happened?
Well, what I'm looking forward to is, what they say, like 30,000 lives have been saved, at least.
Yes.
Since the decision. Well,
right.
So in 18 years, those lives are going to be graduating high school, presumably. That mm-hmm. class, and the class of what, 2040? Man, that class, we want to know what that class is up to.
Exactly.
And go, man, look at that, you know, we did by defeating Roe versus Wade. Look at these, you know, really cool kids and what they're about
yeah.
to do.
Exactly.
They get one loser. I end up being a Dallas Cowboys fan or something. But, getting back into that whole Cowboys rivalry thing. But yeah, seriously. The treasure, we're going to see that treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, man, we did the right thing.
Well, you know, the situation we're facing here is, what does God say? You know, God says be fruitful and multiply. Margaret Sanger, the eugenicist and globalist, say we're overpopulated. God calls it a baby. The abortionists call it a fetus and treat a pregnancy like a disease. God says it's a blessing. Democrats from their party platform supports abortion on demand at any time for any reason. God is life. The Democratic Party platform disavows God and supports death. Because of shame alone, being alone, self-esteem, how that's affected, many repeat and become basically an unpaid prostitute. I mean, how does that elevate, you know, womanhood? I mean, for all these hashtag women's movement and everything like that, they're all so quiet, and they are debasing the significance of the female gender in our society.
Oh.
This is what's happening.
Yeah, it's crazy. Even CDC talks about pregnant people.
Yeah. Yeah, you...
that's one thing. CDC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got to change the language as if to mollify the evil. And this is, I mean, what woman would say I want to murder my child? You know, but if you change the language, then it's not so much that you're, but the bottom line is that what you're doing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they don't want to show the ultrasound. And that's why the more people who see it, when they see the ultrasound, change their mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the truth that sets us free. We know that, but we need to practice it and believe in it and trust in it. Al Parada, he is the managing editor of thestream.org. Thank you, Al. Take care. God bless.
You bet.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you afraid?